This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The Oscars are Sunday, and with movies on so many people's minds, we're going to talk about three pictures slated to film in Colorado. One of them is called Dear Eleanor, and the producer is Leonardo DiCaprio. Colorado's film community is celebrating the projects because the state's been a virtual film desert for about the last decade, and officials credit a more generous state incentive program for turning things around. Donald Zuckerman joins us. He's Colorado's film commissioner. Donald, it's nice to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about these three films coming to Colorado, shooting in Colorado. Tell me a little bit about each one.
Okay, so Dear Eleanor is a coming-of-age story. It takes place in 1962. Two teenage girls taking a road trip cross-country to meet Eleanor Roosevelt. Kevin Connolly is directing, and Leonardo DiCaprio is producing.
Tell us about the second film.
Caribou Records is based on the recording studio in Nederland. It takes place, I think, 1972 to about 83, when the studio burned down after that. And many great artists recorded there. There's John Lennon, Chicago, Billy Joel recorded New York State of Mind there.
I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind.
And Donald, the third film.
The third film is all local. It's called The Frame. Jamin Winans is directing it, and his wife, Kiowa Winans, is producing. These are two local filmmakers. They made a film called Ink here, and they also made a film, 1259. It's a really low-budget movie. But they get a lot of bang for their buck.
Well, as I understand it, these new films are coming because of this new incentive program. Why hasn't Colorado had much in the way of film production for the last decade?
Well, we haven't had any film production from out of state come here in about 5 years, with the exception of The Lone Ranger coming for 3 weeks. The reason basically was because we had a very low incentive, 10% rebate. And when you compare that to New Mexico, which is 25%, Utah, which is 25%, Illinois, 30%, Georgia, 30%, people just wouldn't come.
Was it hard to make the case that Colorado needed to increase its incentive program?
It was not easy. I think a lot of people think, well, we're Colorado and people are going to come here. It's a great place. We have everything. And when they started to realize it wasn't the case, that if nobody had come in 5 years, it pretty much sells the point that nobody is coming, period.
There are those who view this as corporate welfare.
Yes, there are people who think it's corporate welfare, but it's also the way of the world. If you want to be in the content creation business, you have to have an incentive or nobody will come.
What is the incentive? Explain that to us.
We have a 20% rebate, and we also have a loan guarantee program. We have lots of people here with the skill, and we have 1,100 full-time film students in the three major schools in the Denver and Boulder area, yet there was no work. So if you can take somebody who is unemployed or somebody who is underemployed and they get a high-paying film job, it actually benefits the economy.
But aren't those film jobs very temporary? In other words, they last as long as a production.
Well, I think that it's fair to say that what they are is freelance jobs. People who work in these jobs go from one film to the next film to the next film, and they do that as a career. So I think it's really unfair to look at it or label them as temporary jobs.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and my guest is Donald Zuckerman. He's the director of the Colorado Office of Film, Television, and Media. We're talking about new developments in film in Colorado. You mentioned The Lone Ranger. So this is a Disney production starring Johnny Depp, Armie Hammer. It comes out this summer.
There were rumors that sustained us. Stories of a man born in the desert.
Now, part of that movie was filmed near Creed, Colorado, but it was before the incentives kicked in. Isn't that evidence you don't need incentives to draw a big film?
Well, not really, because first of all, most of the film was shot in New Mexico, and they went there for the incentive. And they only came to Creed for 3 weeks, and they didn't hire many local people here. They brought their New Mexico crew with them. And again, that was the first film to show up in 5 years. But I do want to add one thing that I think is important. Tourism is heavily affected by filming. People actually go to places where people film. When the Lone Ranger left Creed, they left at the end of June. Nobody from the film was still there in July. In July, August, and September, the sales tax collections for the town went up 25% over the year before. Now,
the movie wasn't even out.
That's right. The movie wasn't out, but people heard that they had gone to Creed. So people are curious, what's in Creed? Maybe there's something they should see there. And when the movie comes out, I think they're going to see years of increases. A local example, Estes Park, the Stanley Hotel. That's where...
It was the television version of The Shining,
right,
this film.
That's where The Shining, though, was written. And the television version was shot there. They do over 100,000 paid admissions to their ghost tour each year. Now, each one of those people come to Estes Park. They wouldn't have come there probably for any other reason. Some of them stay in the hotel. Some of them stay in a local bed and breakfast. They buy gas. They go to the local supermarket. They buy lunch. They buy dinner. And they spend a lot of money. It's a huge economic driver for the town of Estes Park. Over 100,000 visitors a year as a result of a film.
How much money is in the budget for the incentives program? Where is it coming from?
We received $3 million this fiscal year, which began July 1st. We had about $1 million, which rolled over when nobody was taking the incentive. And so we had $4 million at the beginning of our fiscal year.
And does it look like you're going to spend all that with these films coming?
Well, if they all come, it's spent.
Will you ask for more next year?
It's really up to the governor what I do, but...
will you ask him?
Of course.
Now, even the largest of these three films, which strikes me as the DiCaprio film, is that right?
No. The largest of the films is Caribou Records.
It's Caribou Records.
Which is about a $7.5 million budget.
$7.5 million. Is your hope to lure films that are even bigger than that?
Well, we'd like to, but we also don't have a lot of money. I mean, we have had big films explore Colorado when they heard about the incentive, and then they find out how little money we have, and they don't come. One example was an $80 million movie.
What was it?
It's an Adam Sandler pioneer movie, and we sent them a lot of photographs. They really liked the place, and they at the time we had under $4 million. They probably would have spent $40 million locally and have been entitled to $8 million if we had it.
Why should the public care if movies are made here versus New Mexico?
I would say that it's very interesting that Colorado is a major player in the distribution of television and media, but not playing at all in the game of content creation. And content creation is one of the fastest growing businesses in the world. We all get 500 channels on our television. We all have handheld devices. Why would we not want to be in that business and cede that business to the rest of the country?
Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan.
Donald Zuckerman is the state's film commissioner.